Nau mai hoki mai e te iwi ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa tikau mā whetu ira tahi te iarere. Ko mai wa tonu tēnei ko Daphne Popata ko Joel Bristow e kawe anei te wāhanga taumatahanga kia koutou katoa e are taringa mai nā.
Ai, he wā anō mō māua ki te kōrero ki tētahi atuanga kai kōrero e pāna ki tētahi kaupapa ko te reo Māori Classroom. He kaupapa anō tēnei runga i te upurangi me te pukamata. Ai, nō reire hehe ana hau ki te hakapātu ki a Michelle Coxhead, ko ia tētahi waihanga tēnei kaupapa nō reira me tāre ake tātou ki aia i tēnei wā ki te hakatau i aia. Nō reira, tēnā koe, Michelle.
Tēnā koe, tēnā kōrua.
Ai, nei rati mea tū kia koe i whaiwā ki te kōrero ki a māua tahi i te ahiahi nei. Hoi ono rai, mui tō tātou paku ui ui, he wā mau ki te haka mōhio tia mai ki te hunga hakarongo kō wai koe no hia koe.
I te taha o tōku māua, no Ngāti Kahanunu, aho, no te, ko te taha, ke te taha o tōku pāpā, no Ngāti Maru, aho.
Ai, tēnā koe. Hoi nō rā, e kitea tātou i tō whārangi pukamata e kua ki ana e ngā rawi me hei hakāko i te reo Māori. Tēnā kōrero hia mai a inā hia koutou i timata i tēnei kaupapa.
Ai, i ngā wā o mua he kaiako aho te kura auraki. Ko au te kaiako mō te reo Māori, engare, kauri au i te kōrero Māori. So, my children were at the school, and I was the only Māori teacher, and I could play the guitar, so they asked me, could I please be responsible for te ao Māori katoa.
Ooh.
And he wero, he tino wero tēnā. So I decided, well, what I had to do was, in order for me to be a better teacher of te reo Māori, I had to learn, and at the same time as learning, I was teaching at the same time as learning.
Kia ora.
So, yeah. So from that, I just developed some rōmi that would help the teacher who's a learner.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, also, I think you were talking earlier about going to do some personal development for some teachers so that they will potentially be able to present in that same manner. So are you able to give us a little kōrero about that as well?
Yeah, so today it was for beginning teachers. So basically, what my kaupapa is because that ahakō he Māori, you know, kauri au i tipu aki au i te reo Māori. And so what my thing is about the importance of being a treaty partner and teaching te reo Māori in our classroom so that our tamariki don't end up like us with you know, without having the reo. And it's really helping them to, when it's not your language, as a second language speaker, what are the ways of, the rotaki, the strategies that you can use to fast track, I suppose, the reo Māori in your classroom. And not only that, you know, in every topic, because we have so many English rōmi available to us, and yet, you know, these classrooms have got to look like New Zealand classrooms, that we're in Aotearoa, we've got all the space, you know, who owns the space on the walls? It's got to be two treaty partners, two lots of languages, not just English only. So, yeah, so that's my kaupapa, is to get them moving from where they are to having a more bicultural learning space.
Awesome. You know, you touched on a lot of things. I think not just only Māori teachers, but Māori teachers in general do struggle in the ways that they do teach some certain subjects, you know, the way that they deliver their mahi. So In order to have all of these resources, what kind of mahi did you go through to actually set up Te Reo Māori for classrooms? And did you get any help from anyone else? Knowing also that the government has rolled out a kaupapa to help teachers teach Te Reo Māori easier to tamariki in the classroom if Te Reo Māori was to become compulsory in schools, how would your resources help those teachers pave this way into teaching Te Reo Māori?
Well, I guess that, you know, the thing that I've done is, number one, I've done it myself, so I know how the wero that are involved, and I know that also we are really good readers, because you wouldn't be a teacher if you weren't a good reader.
Aye.
So it's using a lot of repetitive things, you know, things that we use to learn other things in our classroom. You know, what are these things? What do we rely on anyway? If English is our first language, and turning those into Te Reo Māori things, and obviously using things like waiata. But you know, we learn these waiata and they're awesome. But do we actually? What strategies can we take out of them? What words, what kianga can we take out of these waiata to help us actually learn the language? Not just to sit around and have a lovely, you know, sing song. It's like we have all these things available to us, and what can we take out of them? Yeah, so a lot of my resources support things that we're already doing, but they take it to a different level.
Mm. Awesome. You know, once you started this kaupapa, was there any looking back for you? Is this something that you, you know, you see yourself doing in the long run? Is it something that you put your whole heart and being into? Is this what you're passionate about? Because it sounds like it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so my, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, could talk for hours about that. And it's not easy. And
Aye.
There's no funding available. You know, the money's given to a type of... A type of kaupapa or a type of provider, and so for someone like me, that's not an option. I do my workshops, run my workshops, and I make these resources to support the workshops. And you know, it's not easy, but I have had years teaching in schools that have. You know, there's a bit of racism in there, and there's not a lot of money put towards resources for Māori, for Te Reo. You know, everyone wants it to explode and you know, to be something that we're all doing. But still, it's a wero to keep, you know, to get the rights, to get it happening. Everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. And so, you know, absolutely commend you on your mahi and really pushing forward on getting us out there, you know. And it takes something in life for us to sometimes push through, regardless of whether we have funding or not, whatever it is. There's a purpose out there that we are trying to achieve.
Absolutely.
And, you know, seeing that not only are you wanting Te Reo Māori in every classroom, but involving that very important document of ours for the country, you know, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, it's something massive on its own. So again, thank you for joining us this afternoon to talk about this. Before we do end up, do you have any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Hiku o Te Ika in regards to this kaupapa that you'd really like everyone to know about?
Well, the only thing I've got to say is I used to teach at Kawakawa. So I've got two things to say, actually. Number one, I went to Bay College, and the best thing that ever happened for me is my art teachers, Selwyn Wilson, Rawa Kaur, Mr. Birchall, Barry Birchall. We'd go out to the Waitangi grounds and look at the, you know, Wharenui, and that was our art that we would study all the time. And the other thing is, when I was teaching in Kawakawa, I had this beautiful lady from Matawaia, Joan Walker, who was the Māori itinerant teacher, and she really paved the way for me. I thought, wow, that's what I really want to do one day. So, yeah, he tino pairawa atu te hiko o tika.
Hi, tēnā koe, Michelle, for having time to speak to us about this kaupapa. Definitely great, some great mahi that you've done, especially for our te reo Māori in mainstream schools. Not only that, but teaching our kaiako how to teach te reo Māori. Hoi nō rā, thank you once again for coming on the show. We hope you have a good day.
Kia ora kōrua.
Ka tia ke rā i tātou mā, koe ako te reo kōrero, Michelle Cox, here kuia i whanake ai tētahi kaupapa marunga pukamata e kia nei ko Ta Te Reo Māori Classroom. Kei reira e tahi rau i me, hei ha āwhina i te hunga kaiako Māori ki te hakaako i tō tātou reo ki ngā tai tamariki. No reira, mehe mea hihi ana koutou. Te kitea te ihurā nei ki tēnei kaupapa hakapā atu kia The Te Reo Māori Classroom marunga i a pukamata.
Ai, no reira, nei rā te mea tu kia ia, kia koutou katoa e hono hono mai kia māwatai ko definitely ki te hakorongo ki wēnei o ngā kōrero tino haka hira hira e pāna ki tō tātou reo rangatira me ōna tikanga. No reira, mō tēnei wā me haka iria wēnei o ngā kōrero mō tēnei wā hakorongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiku o tika.